people's brains are mush.
Let's say like you're memeing in real life. I was gonna be you're telling a joke or something.
I was gonna be
like
the Riz. That's what a joke is.
That's all jokes are memes. All jokes are memes now.
What happened to a meme? Like all rudeness is autistic and all jokes are memes.
Right.
What happened to just being rude?
Conceivably exists somewhere in the world, somewhere out there on the internet.
No, but it's just like, what, if someone's rude.
Well, people are so poorly socialized that maybe they don't know what it is.
Someone acts rude to me. Autistic came out 3 years ago, first of all. Now everything's autistic. I'm sick of it.
It's trending.
It's just like, yeah. It's like someone's rude and they're like, oh, he's very autistic. I'm like, he's just being a dickhead right now. I don't need a DSM. Like, I'm not fucking
right.
Sigmund Freud. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like, oh, he has, oppositional defiance disorder. I'm like, who fucking cares?
What do you think about Zuck's rebrand and this getting rid of fact checkers?
How are they falling for it? I don't know about the fact. I mean, like, it seems like a massive project to employ, like, human beings to.
They're just cost cutting.
Probably.
Yeah.
And also, Trump's the president. I mean, what I watched a little bit of him on Rogan. I'm like, they have been fucking shitting on this guy for 8 years. And then he puts on a chain and he's like, I also like MMA. And they're like, so tell us about.
He does one of them, right? He does BJJ. Is that what they call it? The Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Zuckerberg does one of these things.
I do blowjob job. What is it? I mean, yeah, I mean, it could be that. I don't know. It just seems like now the internet is just going to be like rotten.com.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You grew up with that website also,
it's
I imagine.
It's going to be bum fights.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
E-fucked.
If you knew the internet before social media, you saw a lot of like fucked up shit as a kid.
I try not to rationalize it. I mean, Joe's like, what? MMA is really big. He talks a lot about that. It's a big show. I mean, it's true that, like, probably it is the medium, too. Mm. Like, you know, he gets big guests. He podcasts so much, that guy.
Yeah.
I, like, can barely do it for an hour. This guy's, like, doing 17 hours a day.
Right.
Just talking to fucking the guy who killed Bin Laden or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know.
Who wants to have boy sex slaves? You see this tweet a while ago?
No.
It was,
is that right?
Yeah. I mean, he said something like...
The guy who killed Bin Laden?
If we were in the 1400s, you all would be... And it's like a photo of like four twink boys. Like, you would be my concubines.
Well, spot the lie. You know, I don't know. It's bizarre. I mean, but the truth is this. It's probably the medium also, right? So...
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, who do you know that has cable? You know, no one.
I don't think my parents have cable anymore.
I think my dad does. I think my dad still thinks, I think Rachel Maddow still Rachel Maddow makes my dad feel like Vladimir Putin's trying to murder him. He's like, Vladimir Putin's going to come to my house and kill me.
There's the amount that like legacy media has like our parents' generation on anxiety medication is like totally irresponsible.
Yeah. I mean, I just think even if you just look at numbers, and Trump is, like, if anyone understands like ratings, it's him. Mm-hmm. It's like Anderson Cooper is primetime slot on CNN. He's probably getting barely hitting a million viewers a night.
Yeah.
And Rogies is hitting like 10.
I know.
I mean, he's the biggest person in the media.
Yeah.
And it's probably just because it's like you can watch it on the computer. I mean, yeah. I mean, like the algorithm just fucking. My dad went from, I mean, like, we're a Jewish family. So we don't see eye to eye on this, but he went from the kind of like misreporting on the war in Gaza on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then the algorithm, now he called me, he was like, do you know about all these genders? You know, and it's like, just the algorithm was just pushing him that way. And he's like a dyed-in-the-wool lib. And now he calls me, he's like, Adam, guess what the number one name is in England? And I was like, is it Muhammad? He's like, guess what the number, I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it is Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
They were like saying like conservatism is the new punk rock and stuff.
Yes.
And people were like making
fun of him. That's a Gavin McGinnis essay, actually. Phrase. Yeah, yeah. Like way too early, like 2012 or some shit.
Okay. I mean, it's just
crazy.
Like, it's crazy how embarrassing the things people say online are.
There's there's a great video of him.
Mitch McConnell is fucking what? Like, he's Gigi Allen? What are you talking about? He's crapping in his hand.
Where he is.
And throwing. Well, he did crap. He did crap.
He's halfway
actually,
there.
Actually, he is Gigi Allen. He did shit his pants.
You mentioned before not feeling qualified. I think it's an unfair task to say that comedians now need to become the arbiters of truth and they have to, you know, parse all of society's information and all of this shit.
Yeah.
At the same time, I think that, you know, we are in the situation that we're in. So I'm asking this because I don't have an answer. The best strategy that I can get to is that there's this constellation of different forces, right? And so you might not have to be like the interlocutor that explains politics and philosophy to the world, but you need to have adjacency or the ability for an audience to discover people who can give them those answers. So you create these like networks in which you're close to someone or you do a crossover episode or whatever, and then they can pursue that towards more productive routes. But I don't think we can individually have like one person who is both the most hilarious and also like the most articulate and then the most knowledgeable of history and all of this shit.
Aww.
But I do think that to sing your praises for a moment here, like Cumbtown served a very important cultural role and then it did allow people to discover an alternative to politics that might not have been open to them. And the type of comedians and stuff that they were listening to that was edgy and transgressive, you could easily get into that stuff and then find all sorts of like fucking Steven Crowder bullshit, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is essentially like the process. That is very productive. That is very important work, but it doesn't require you to be, you know, a fucking capital J journalist or something.
Probably when I was a kid, kids were listening to Cumbtown. Like when I was a kid, I was listening to Stern.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it was goofy and stupid and a little bit sometimes in a 20-25 lens. Probably not okay, but you know, like, I don't know. I think when you're at a certain age, maybe like kids that were college age, high school age, and they found Cumbtown, you know, they thought it was just really like probably processed in the same way that I liked like Howard Stern when I was a kid too, right? Which was effectively what? Like he was trying to have the smallest penis in New York contest and stuff. Like, right. This is great.
Yeah.
I mean, we did an episode where for like an hour, we just replaced words and movie titles with the word penis. Like Goodwill penis. Like we just for an hour. I mean, like it was the lowest effort thing in the world. I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure it was really funny. I mean, Nick was... I actually only recently like listened to it, like the clips on YouTube, because at the time we were like, this sucks. But it was like, yeah, it was really funny.
There's 100 million plays on YouTube.
So funny. Yeah. I'm like now getting in, like when I'm doing the dishes, I'm like, yeah, best of stop.
Hi, everybody. This is Joshua Citarella. What you just heard is an excerpt from this week's bonus episode. If you want to hear more and get access to the full catalog for Doomscroll and other podcasts, you can support the show on Patreon or Substack, where I'm putting out new episodes every week. This is an independent show. I don't do any advertising, so your support is really what keeps this project going. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.